Good evening, everybody. Great to see you. I would love to know where people are coming in from. Is there a way we can ask people to type that into the chat just so we all know where everybody is? So if you want to just put in where you're coming in from into the chat, I'd love to see that. Wow, Brooklyn. Oakland, Mammoth Lakes, Detroit, Pasadena, New Jersey, Chicago, currently Richmond, rainy Oregon, Southern California. Great. Well, looks like we're here from all over. And I'm happy everybody could take the time out of their busy lives to sit and practice and connect with the Dharma. I'm going to do things a little bit different tonight, possibly than you're used to. I'm going to talk about what I'm going to talk about first, and then we're going to meditate so you can have some time to kind of contemplate. And then I'll give you a Dharma talk about the topic, and then we will have some time for Q&A at the end. So the title of my talk tonight is Remembering the Five Remembrances. And if you haven't heard of the Five Remembrances, it's one of the many, many Buddha teachings that have a number attached to them. There's tons of numbers in Buddhism. So if you've been studying Buddhism at all, I'm sure you've come across all the different numbers, the Eightfold Path, the Four Immeasurables, all of the things that come with numbers. So the Five Remembrances are, I am of the nature to get old, I am the nature to get sick, and I am the nature to die. The fourth one is, all that is precious to me will change and be lost. And the fifth one is, I inherit the results of my actions. This is my continuance, which is basically referring to karma. And if you do any kind of looking into the five remembrances, you might find the wording a little bit different, but those are the words that Thich Nhat Hanh uses, and I really like those. So that's kind of the words that I like to use in my practice. But any of the terminology that's referring to those five things is fine, whatever works best for you. So I just wanted to put that out there in the beginning. So if you want to think about those things as you're meditating, which or just don't want to think about anything while you're meditating, that's okay too. I'm going to ring the bell and we'll sit for about 30 minutes and then we'll come back together. So take any kind of posture that feels most comfortable to you. And we will start. Thank you. Welcome back, everyone, and anyone new who has joined us. So again, I want to remind you that tonight's teaching is remembering the five remembrances. So I'm going to say each one now and give us a chance to take a few breaths in between each one. So just take some time to really feel into each of these sentences. See where it lands in your body, where it lands in your heart, where it lands in your mind. I am of the nature to get old. I am of the nature to get sick. I am of the nature to die. All that is dear to me will change and be lost. I inherit the results of my actions. This is my continuance. I wanted to ask if anybody here has heard these before. So if you don't have your camera on, maybe you can do a virtual hands up. But has anybody here heard these before? Yes. Okay, so it's not totally new to everybody. And I've been contemplating them a lot lately and saying them in my, three times every morning in my daily practice. And I shared them with a sangha that I belong to, and somebody said, "Oh, wow, that's so dreary." So I think some people just feel like, "Wow, I have to think about getting sick and old and dying." And I think it is like very contrary to Western culture where we don't really talk about death, and there's a lot of fear around death. And, so I think that's a great teaching of the Buddha to really contemplate death. And if we think about why the Buddha left the palace where he was living in luxury, it's because he wanted to understand, it didn't matter how rich the family was, people were getting sick and old and dying. And he didn't want to be separated from that. He wanted to understand it. So it's like so foundational to the Buddha and where he started on his journey. And I think that within these five remembrances, almost all of the other Buddhist teachings fit. So if we think about the birth, old age, sickness, and death, which is what the Buddha talked about a lot. But if we think about those, the aging, the getting sick and the dying, a lot of the teachings are about helping us to work on the attachments that we have to our health, to our bodies, to longevity. And so it's really helpful, I think, to contemplate these things because it gives some spaciousness to these things that we really don't have any control over. So we get to decide how we want to live with the fact of these truths. And it is very much about the self. It's my body, it's my aging, it's my death. And so it's very kind of self-oriented to think about these things. But I think it also helps us to loosen the attachment to the self if we continually contemplate these truths. Before we started the talk tonight, I was chatting with Emiko about one of the teachers that we like, Anam Tupten Rinpoche, and the title of his first book was No Self, No Problem. And I was just saying how I love that title because it's such a teaching. When we're not absorbed with ourselves, we often are just kind of having a good time and not feeling any problems. And then it's when we start thinking about all of our concerns of the things that are about ourselves is when we start getting kind of caught up in samsara and suffering. So I love that title, and I think it does also fit into the contemplation of the five remembrances. So I think of those first three. I am the nature to get old, I am the nature to get sick, I am of the nature to die, as being about me and myself, and then practicing to get some spaciousness from how kind of heavy those things can feel. And then the next line is, all that is precious to me will change and be lost. And so then it kind of comes outside of myself, but it's still within the realm of the things that I hold dear to me. So that can be people, it can be a job, it can be a thing. So all of those things that we feel we love and are very important to us, those things are impermanent. And as we know, impermanence is a big part of the Buddhist teachings. None of this is guaranteed. Nothing's going to stay the same. Change is constant. So, we want to, within the fact of that reality, how do we, show up fully in the love that we have for others in our lives, knowing that they're going to change? They may be lost. They may change for sure in the same ways that we're going to change, getting older, possibly getting sick, and definitely at some point dying. So we kind of have the reality of how it is for us, and then how it is for everyone and everything around us. And I think that again, the teachings of attachment and aversion. We also talk a lot in Buddhism about how we want to pull the things into us that we like and push away the things we don't like. And I don't think anybody really likes the idea of getting older and sick and dying, or those around us getting older and sick and dying. So I think, the human mind is kind of programmed to, like, I just don't want to deal with that. I'm just going to push it away and not think about it. And what the Buddha is asking us to do is actually invite those things in and become friendly with these truths that are going to happen to all of us, no matter what we do. And there's no way we can prevent them. So I've been thinking about this lately, especially around sickness, because I have a few friends going through cancer, and I've gone through cancer myself. And they're like, well, what diet should I be on? Should I do the cancer diet? And there's so many suggestions out there. And like, if you just live a healthy lifestyle, you won't get cancer, or you won't get some other terminal illness. And really, there's no guarantees about any of that. And so, it's again like just living your best life and having some spaciousness around these truths, and practicing the Dharma and all the ways that that can be applied to all of these truths. So those are the first four lines, and I kind of see those as like the four remembrances that are just like, giving it to us the way it is. It's like, this is how it is. You got to deal with it. It's nothing you can do, so you might as well work with it. And so, again, like trying to get as much spaciousness around these things, I find to be really helpful. And then the fifth remembrance is, I inherit the results of my actions. This is my continuance. And so this one is like suddenly there's like something you can do, because the first four are all about acceptance. And then it's like, oh, now we're talking about our actions. And so this is the place where we get to make decisions and choices. And I think of like our actions as our belongings. Like, what do we want to take into the next life with us? And if you have studied karma at all, it really is the merit that you develop in this lifetime through positive actions, positive loving kindness, compassion. And so these are like these are like the belongings that we'll take into our next life. So, given the fact of these first four remembrances and the truths that we can't change, we do get to have like this great amount of choice about how we want to live our lives and what kind of actions we want to take. And then again, there's lots of Buddhist practices that fit into this remembrance. There's the four immeasurables, which are loving kindness, compassion, equanimity, and sympathetic joy. And we could go into hours of talking about each one of those, but again, these are the practices that we can employ. Patience is another great practice. And, make the choices to live a life that feels good to us, that we are including others in a circle of loving kindness and compassion. Generosity is another place, practice we can bring into the fifth remembrance. And it's also a place where we can consider our own privilege in the world and wherever we land and where we are, to kind of contemplate what privilege we have and how we're spending our privilege in this lifetime. It's kind of the place where we can get out of the samsara of I'm going to get old, sick, and die, which could, kind of bring us down a path of suffering or feeling sorry for ourselves or feeling sad that we're going to lose the things we love. But this is a chance to like do things differently. And I feel like Buddhism is such a revolutionary approach to life, especially those of us who grew up in the West, because as I said earlier, we tried to push death away in this culture. And this is like, let's just deal with it head on. And there's a Tibetan Buddhist practice called Chod, Chod. And it's a practice of visualizing your own death and then visualizing your body being eaten by vultures. Does seem to be a little extreme for a lot of Western minds, but it is a great practice in letting go of the attachment to the physical form that we're in. But I also suggest you could start practicing with smaller things, like maybe not getting your favorite latte every day, or some practice of habit that you're really in, seeing if you can loosen that up. That's kind of another great way to shift some of the attachments around. We like to have things the way we like them. We set up the world around us the way we want it to be set up. And I think these remembrances are like letting us know that all of that doesn't really matter that much. So, how flexible can we be with the world around us and the way we're choosing to be in the world? So, I think that's about mostly what I have to say for now about the five remembrances. And we can open it up to any questions and comments.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.